Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Hello and welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. It's your girl Giselle Bryant.
What's up everyone? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you once again for joining us.
Yes, y'all love us, and guess what? We love y'all too.
We love y'all back, for real.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Now listen, so much going on out here in these streets, in the squeets. I mean, we have so much to catch up on.
Oh my gosh. I know, but it's so weird. Like, I see you all the time.
Yes.
We record our podcast all the time.
Yes.
But I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever. Like,
I know. Because we didn't talk. Did we talk yesterday? Yeah, I talked
yes.
to you. Okay, whatever. Anyway, first and foremost, y'all already know we have to give our Reasonably Shady moment of the week. Robin, do you have one?
I do. Mm-hmm. So as you may remember, the previous episode, I said, I'm just going to give my Reasonably Shady moment of the week to Juan Dixon.
Oh, yes.
Every week until he cleans up his, you know, unpacks and
yes.
puts the stuff away.
Juan Manuel Dixon. Is that it?
Antonio.
Oh, Juan Antonio.
Juan Antonio.
Antonio. Yes.
Manuel. So guess what?
What?
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
He unpacked his stuff.
Yay, Juan Antonio.
Yes, unpacked all the boxes. He put all his stuff away.
No way.
Yes. But he still deserves the shady moment of the week.
Why?
So my nosy self, you know, after he finished,
okay.
I waited until he like went to work. I said, let me look in this closet and see how he did.
Okay.
There's nothing in the closet.
What do you mean? Where are the clothes?
This is his way of cleaning up.
Okay.
He gets rid of everything. So it was literally like, you know, probably only like work stuff. So like Cop and State related stuff.
Okay.
And a whole bunch of like Lululemon pants. There's nothing else. There's like nothing.
Where are his shoes?
Hanging in his closet.
Okay.
Okay. His shoes go in the garage. Just like he has a rack in the garage. But I'm saying there's no like, no shirts, no jeans, no.
He threw it away?
That's his way of cleaning. Is just saying, I'm not wearing this. I'm gonna get something new.
Right.
And he just gets rid. He just puts it all in garbage bags
wow.
and does who knows what with it. And in the meantime, like, I got stuff in my closet from 1982. Like,
yes, Robin. Yes, recycle. Because it always comes back in style.
Exactly. You never know when you're going to need it.
Yes.
So, yes, he still gets the shady moment because that is not my idea.
No.
Of unpacking.
And it's very lazy expensive.
Expensive, yes.
Yes, because you have to go buy new things because you just decided I'm going to throw all this
Absolutely.
Away.
Absolutely. And oh my gosh, when he was in the NBA, he would literally give his friends Gucci shoes, YSL shoes. Like, I mean, he would just give stuff away and I would be like boiling mad. And I'm like, let me just hold my tongue because
Robin knows how much he paid for them Gucci shoes.
Yes.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, it's fine. They can have it. And his friends walked around laced Gucci bags, Louis Vuitton bags, and shoes. And I'm looking at him like, can you get it to me so I can sell it on eBay, please?
Yes, because you are very good about that.
Yes, I was. I need to get back on. I have a whole bunch of stuff I need to sell.
Okay.
But then I'm scared that if I sell it, people might be like, why are you selling this?
Because that's what we do.
I'm going to have to sell it under a
different name.
Alias. Yes.
Put it under Carter's name. Carter Dixon.
Yeah.
People are going to figure that out,
They're
too.
They're going to figure
it out. Yes. What's your middle name?
I'm not telling because then they'll figure it out.
Okay. All right. Fine. Okay.
Possibly.
Yeah, I think I need to know your middle name.
Okay. Elaine.
I knew that. Yeah. I knew that.
And
Robin
that's a
Elaine.
Family name.
Yes.
So like my grandmother, my aunt, I have two, like couple aunts, my grandmother, we all have that middle name.
Oh, everybody has it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
But mine is spelled with a Y because I'm Robin with a Y.
Okay. So spell that for me. How you spell Elaine with a Y?
E-L-A-Y-N-E.
Oh, Robin with a Y, Elaine with a Y.
Right. Versus E L A I N E.
Okay. Your mom got creative. Gladys got creative.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Moving on. All right. So my Reasonably Shady moment of the week is, all right. So everybody knows that I go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I work out. I'm there pretty much like 5 days a week. I like to do different classes. I like to try new things. So lately, mm-hmm. I've been taking yoga, mm-hmm. right? I've been doing a yoga class on Wednesdays.
Oh, wow.
So here lately, my yoga class, now mind you, my yoga instructor is like, what's the word? Like she is like the epitome of a yoga person.
Okay.
Right? If you was going
to yogi.
If you're going to envision one in your mind, it'd be her.
Okay.
Okay. And she uses all the proper terminology. Yeah. So she's okay. like, warrior pose two and
right.
Vanessa Swa and all this shit that I don't understand.
Right.
Okay. okay. And that's not even shady. Okay. That's her job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is when the shade comes in.
Okay.
So she was like, all right, warrior pose. And then if you get comfortable, just go ahead and rest your head. So I was like, okay, what the hell is rest your head? So rest your head, as I looked up, was everyone was in a headstand.
That's not resting your head.
No, well, that apparently is how your head is rested in yoga. And I was like, these people are showing off. They know I can't do this. They know I can't participate. They're just trying to make me look bad.
But that's the beauty. You're going to get there.
I don't want to get there. I have no... Like, nothing in me says I want to stand on my head.
Look, season 7, The Real Housewives of Potomac, Giselle is going to be standing on her head.
Nothing, let me tell y'all right now, nothing in me makes me feel like I want to do it. I'm not even interested in doing that.
But that should be like a goal.
Okay, so long story short, when mm-hmm. they do that, it really pisses me off. And it makes me feel like y'all are being shady because y'all know I can't do it and I don't want to do it. So my yoga class, y'all shady.
So you want them to dim their light for you?
Yes. Yes. Be like, you know, I'm a beginner.
Okay.
So I'm just feeling like they need to be in beginner status Mm-mm. until Giselle is better.
Mm-mm.
No?
Maybe you need to go to a beginner class.
Listen, I run with the big dogs, baby. Anyway.
Exactly.
So yoga class, for the record, if y'all listening, y'all shady. Okay. And stop standing on your head.
No, you aren't. Don't listen to her.
Okay. So we have so much to talk about in these streets because there's so much that has happened. And I really want to start with the fact that, first of all, outside of today, it's getting cold outside.
Well, it is, but the weather around here is not, it's like doesn't know what it wants to do.
Yeah, it's going right around here. It's going back and forth, but like we're approaching winter.
We are.
And so typically this is like when people, this is the term cuffing season.
Oh, this is where we're going.
Yeah. So people mm-hmm. feel like, is this really a thing? Like people really feel like, this is the question, mm-hmm. that they need to be booed up because okay. it's cold outside.
I don't know if that's what it is. I think it's more in the summertime. They want to be free.
Okay.
And then when it's cold outside, it's like, okay, I'm not going to be, I guess it has something to do with cold. It's like, I'm not going to be out and about as much.
Right.
So now I wouldn't mind being booed up.
Yes.
And having a consistent little thing.
Okay. I like, when it's cold outside, I like to just to be in my bed by myself with my covers. Like, nothing in me is like, I want to get booed up because it's cold outside.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't really contribute to this
conversation. No, you can't because you've been booed up for a long time.
Exactly. But I don't see where it's like it would make you want companion. Like, I don't think it's like, oh, I want to be loved. I think it's just like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm not going out as much, so who can come over and hang out with me?
And watch Netflix and chill.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I feel that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's wintertime, y'all. So get your cuffing on. Okay. Get your boot up yeah. on.
But if it was me, you know, if I was in this cuffing season thing, the yes. person, the guy, he would have to come to me. I'm not leaving my house in the cold.
So how do you meet somebody when it's cold outside? It's cuffing season. How do you meet this person?
Maybe you do that on that digital stuff.
Oh,
you
know, online?
That swiping. Yeah.
You do it online? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or occasionally you could go out and have some drinks or something and you can find the person there.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
But I'm not going there.
I'm not going. Okay. I got y'all. Robin does not come outside when it's cold. But anyway, I was actually out last night and conversation at the table was like, if you saw your girlfriend's boo mm-hmm. with someone else,
mm-hmm.
do you tell your girlfriend?
Right. And I think we talked about this.
Yes.
And what I said, and I still believe, is if I think people should have a conversation with their friends
yes.
early on and say, hey, girl, tell me, how do you want me to handle things if I see right. your man out and about? Because I've seen it go where, like, you know, oh, a girl tells her friend.
That's right.
And then the friend
gets mad
at the girl, and the friendship is all weird. Yeah. And like, and then the girl is back with the guy. And so then you're the friend. You're like, I was just trying to be a good friend.
Okay.
And now she's not my friend anymore.
Okay. But you could send an anonymous DM just to give her a heads up. And in that way, it doesn't mess up the relationship between you and your girlfriend.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. So these are the options. Send your girlfriend a DM. Send your girlfriend an anonymous email.
Mm-hmm.
I personally would be taking a picture of the guy and the girl if I see them out.
Right.
I'm taking a picture just so I can have it in my files.
Right.
Just in case I need to.
So would you say, like, hey, I'm one of your friends, but I'm staying anonymous.
No,
and
Robin.
I'm sending you this because I care.
Robin, that defeats the purpose of being anonymous. Okay. So what you do is, everybody got like, everybody but me. And when I say everybody, I mean Ashley Darby has like these other.
Finsta.
Yeah.
I don't have one of those either.
They have what are they called?
A fake Instagram.
Fake Instagram. Right. So if you have a fake Instagram, you send it to the person under the fake Instagram.
Okay.
And you say, just want you to know your boo is out there.
Okay.
He's living his best life.
So you would 100% absolutely do that.
9 times out of 10. I have done this before.
Yeah.
But I just straight up told her.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did that go?
She probably hates me. Really? Well, I mean, they're married. My whole purpose was not to break up a marriage or anything.
Right.
But it's kind of like, if the whole town knows your husband is screwing this girl across town, I think you should know too.
Really?
And if I'm your friend, like, I'm just going to tell you, do with the information what you want.
Right. Okay.
That's fair, right?
Right. Because then, you have to deal with, if you don't tell her and then she finds out from, you know, somewhere else and then she finds out, well, everybody knew.
Right.
And then she's like, well, Giselle, did you know? And you're like, yeah, girl, I knew. And then, oh my God, you're a horrible friend.
Exactly.
It's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
It was so reckless that nobody even knew this guy was married.
Oh, wow.
Everybody thought that the girl that he was seeing across town was his girlfriend.
What?
So it was bad. So it was kind of like, I got to let her know because this is going on too far. This is going on for years. Anyway, enough of that. We're moving on. It's cuffing season. Find your boo if you can, because you're not going to go outside because it's too cold. There's no way that we cannot talk about what happened at Astroworld.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that was a disaster.
Yes.
So I have so many feelings about it only because, you know, my kids are teenagers. They would have loved to have gone to something like that.
Yep.
Let's say my kids were there, as a parent to see that on television and think, oh my God, what the hell's happening to my kids?
Right.
They just went to go see a concert and they're either A, dead, or they're having to be seen by, you know, medical experts. It's horrible.
Right. Or they're just traumatized. I mean, and that was my first thought too. So when the news reports were out and they were showing the images, I called my son into my room and I said, Corey, look at this. I said, don't ever put yourself in this situation.
Right.
But it's really hard. Like, just even think about, so it's like, what do you do? Okay. If you go to a concert, a festival, like, how do you stay away from the crowd? How do you stay engaged in the concert, but also stay away from the crowd?
Okay. So a couple things. So for those of you all who don't know what we're talking about. So there was a Travis Scott concert in Houston. And he got on stage. This is how you stay away, Robin. He got on stage and he immediately told the crowd to rush to the front.
Oh, he did. Oh.
Yeah, he made an announcement. Apparently, he does this all the time. This is his thing.
Okay.
So as the crowd is rushing to the front, people got trampled. People got pushed and shoved. They were pushed to the front to the point where people couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So, if the person performing tells you to rush to the front, don't.
Yeah, don't.
Stay wherever you're supposed to stay. I don't like going to concerts. They don't have seats.
Right. Right.
Like, if there's not a seat for me to sit in, I ain't going.
Yeah. Cause there's no, it's like unruly.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I'm claustrophobic. I remember, do you remember years ago, wasn't there like a fire in a nightclub? Do you remember this story?
Uh-uh.
I remember it was like a fire in a nightclub and the nightclub was so jam packed that people were stuck. And it was horrible. I can't remember what town, or it was a concert going on at that time.
Okay.
And when that happened, I was like, anytime I was in a nightclub, I literally would be like, my eyes would just be looking all like I never right. felt comfortable in a nightclub after I heard about that story. Because it's just, it's when you think about it, when you're in places in with a whole bunch of people
right.
in a confined area, that it's really scary.
It's scary. And you can't have a situation which is not enough crowd control.
Right.
Which happened with this whole Travis Scott concert. It's devastating. My heart goes out to the families that lost people.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Travis Scott. This is how I feel about Travis Scott.
Yeah.
I know everybody's like, oh my God, cancel him. Okay, so this is how I feel. He needs to cancel himself. He needs to, because apparently he's getting canceled from future concerts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He needs to be the one that comes out and says, you know what?
Right.
My fans are a little unruly right now, and I just don't, you know, I'm so right. distraught.
Until this investigation is over yes. or some.
Yes. Better. Then I'm going to sit my butt down, and right. I'm going to wait for my girlfriend to have her next baby.
Right.
And I'm going to play with Stormy.
Right. But then, didn't you see like the reports that where people were trying to like tell them like people are dying. People like stop yes. the music, stop the music.
Yes.
I kind of like, I feel like in a situation like that, it's probably so loud and chaotic. I
yes.
don't know that the people on stage really knew what was happening.
He did. He knew what was happening because he made reference to it. He made reference to something out in the crowd.
Oh.
Yeah, he was aware of what was... He, I don't think, not to the magnitude of not people dying. I don't yeah. want to say that. Yeah. But he was aware that there was chaos going on.
Oh, wow.
So...
Okay. Yeah, that's not good.
You're
okay.
wrong, Mr. Scott, and you need to cancel yourself.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was weird, though, that, like, the whole Kardashian family felt necessary to make statements.
Like, I'm like, Kim, wait a minute. Kim made a statement talking about it. My gosh, I can't believe this happening. We're praying. Kim, shut up.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with you.
I know. I was like, why are they all have to make statements?
I don't
understand that.
I didn't get it.
And then people got mad at Khloé for posting like a picture. And then, I'm like, what is.
Was Khloé there?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, she posted like a thirst trap and they were like, it's not the time or place for that.
Yeah.
Khloé don't have nothing to do with what happened.
She has nothing to do with that.
But this is what I didn't like. There was reports like, oh my gosh, I just want everybody to know that Kylie and Stormy are fine. Who gives a
right,
shit if they fine?
Right.
These people over here.
We
dating.
Don't need to know that.
No, we don't. No. No. So Travis, go on, cancel yourself, sir.
Oh yeah, that's scary. As a parent though, like my kids are gonna be so deprived. I'm sorry. Like I just look at stuff and I'm like,
Carter and Corey, y'all going nowhere.
And then that's because of their unruly delinquent juvenile
okay,
delinquent
wait
mother.
Wait a minute. We didn't talk about the prick in the neck.
Oh,
so there was a report that people were getting pricked in the neck. They were getting shot up with drugs, in the neck.
Like a security guard got shot up in the neck.
Child, let me tell you, that really makes you not want to leave the house.
No, I'm telling you, my kids are going nowhere. Like what? I mean, it's I'm already like, no, like Juan would never let them go to something like that.
Really?
Oh no. He is like, I don't call him scaredy. He's very overprotective.
Okay, I like that one.
But when you see stuff like that, it's like, that's why.
Oh, yeah. No, it makes every parent pause
mm-hmm.
and say that, you know what, next time,
mm-mm.
next show. But by the way, what was your first concert?
Whew. I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
Maybe Janet Jackson?
Okay.
Yeah.
Control?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Janet or was Jackson. It Rhythm Nation?
Okay, maybe Rhythm Nation.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2. Right, let me tell you something.
I need to look at the years.
Janet hit that thing hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so when I was a teenager. My sister took me to see Run DMC. And I think LL Cool J opened for them.
Okay.
Maybe even Jay-Z opened for them. Yes.
No, hell no.
I think so.
Jay-Z was not opening for anybody. On a Run DMC show. Those are two different eras.
Okay, but Jay did open, or maybe Jay opened for LL at one point. I saw Jay and he was the opening act.
Really?
When back in the day.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, I had a seat that I mm-hmm. sat in and my sister sat next to me.
And you stayed there?
I stayed there. Nobody was running around.
Right.
putting drugs in the necks.
Right.
Nobody got on stage. Run DMC, none of them got on stage and said, run to the front.
How much were the tickets at this Astroworld?
Because
I just
a good
feel
question.
Like when I go to a concert in a venue with chairs, there's tons of security people that like, they're not letting you get in the aisles. They're not,
yes.
you know what I mean?
Like, I don't think it was, I think it was like a Coachella
style. Festival. Yeah,
yeah,
I guess.
But they did say that 2,000 people who didn't have a ticket were there.
Oh, wow.
So there was a bum rushing going on.
Yeah,
festivals are done. We're done. Unless it's Beyonce, because you know everybody's classy when you come out to see Beyonce.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole different story.
Yes.
But I'm still going to be on the outskirts.
Robert don't want to be in the front,
no,
y'all.
No, I'm already claustrophobic.
Yes. All right. So I was scrolling through the Instagram and I saw Charlamagne's page and he got a box from Will Smith. Right. Uh-huh. And it was like straight up a big box. Mm-hmm. So Will was like, you know, open this up. And Will gave him like step by step how to open the box.
Okay.
And it was like, first, get the key. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, there was a key. Then like put the key at the top. And once he put the key at the top, like the sides fell out.
Okay.
And it was like all of these inspirational sayings on the side. Like one was love. Uh-huh. One was peace. One was faith or fear or something like that.
Okay.
And then you took the V off of the love and you put it in a slot for the V.
Okay.
And then the front part fell out.
Okay.
And there, under lights,
was a book.
Was his book.
Oh, gosh.
No, what wait.
That?
Robin.
For a book.
I was highly impressed.
You were impressed?
I felt like the marketing associated with the rollout of Will Smith's book, it makes me want to write one.
For again. A book. All okay. that for a book.
Robin, I'm going to need for you to be impressed. This was impressive.
I'm not impressed. I'm disappointed. I wanted there to be like a Rolex or a key to a Maybach or something. A freaking book.
Yeah, but like, but Robin, it is... It. What else did you want him to do to market this book? This was major marketing. Genius.
He's already telling everybody what's in the book.
I know.
I don't need to read it. Okay?
I know. Because you feel like you know enough.
Yeah.
Because he didn't say he didn't cheat it on.
Yeah, and he was going to kill his dad.
He was going to kill his dad. Wait a minute. Yeah. You know what else we know? He fell in love with Stockard Channing when he did
Rizzo.
Yeah. Ciao. Okay. So, Will, I'm just going to say this for the record. Well, because Robin is throwing shade. Okay. And I'm being real reasonable right now when I say I was extremely impressed with your marketing rollout of your book.
So he spent probably $1,000 on that contraption.
Yes.
For a $34 book.
Y'all go to Charlamagne's page and look it up. Cause it is, I was like, wow, this is impressive.
Okay. I'm going to look at it and I'll tell you how I feel.
Okay. And then, so he's going from like city to city to like, you know, do a little book tour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to come to DMV, I'll be more than happy to be your host. I want to tell him that. Like okay. Robin and I, reasonably shady, we're more than happy to ask
he
you a couple
not
more
invite
questions.
Me.
Yeah, okay. Robin can stay home. I'm coming. I'm going to ask you a couple questions about the book and all of that. It's going to be really heartfelt and it's going to be a great conversation.
Okay.
And I feel like, you know, it's now Will's time.
Yeah. It almost feels like he's been wanting to talk and like
yes.
just be normal. Cause I just feel like for so many years, like Will Smith was like on a pedestal.
Yes.
As far as like when it comes to like actors and black celebrities, like right. he was like
he was A-list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our super A-list megastar. And I feel like maybe he's kind of like sick of that. Like he's ready to talk.
Is he sick of it?
He's ready to be normal. He's ready to like, you know, engage in conversations like normal people.
Yeah. And I think he's comfortable enough. He's probably old enough. I wonder how old he is. He's probably comfortable enough to really like say how yeah. he feels about things and not feel like what the backlash is going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah. Like he'll get blacklisted or something.
Yeah.
Or...
Ain't no blacklisting Will.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't like his beard. I don't know what that is. It's like King Tut-ish or something.
Yeah. I haven't even really paid attention.
You haven't. Okay. Uh-huh. Speaking of beards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Thomas, he used to be on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Oh. He was married to Cynthia Bailey.
Yeah, grow it back.
He cut his all the way off, y'all. I want y'all just to scroll the internet. You might even be able to go to Google and say, it's like, this Peter Thomas beard and see what you see.
Yes, see the before and after.
And Peter, we love you, Peter, but we want to see you as Papa Smurf
yeah.
with the beard.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You cannot walk around barefaced, sir.
Yeah, he looks like a penis head.
I was going to say he looked like a turtle. Robin just went ahead and said, you look like a penis head. I didn't say that, Peter.
Think about it. Picture
I love you,
it.
Peter. I didn't say that. That was Robin.
Imagine. Close your eyes. Imagine. Yep. Penis head.
Oh, God. Okay. So, Peter, I hope you get to growing that back because don't nobody want to see your face. It was weird looking.
Right. Like, why did he do that?
Is there anybody? Okay. So, George Michael. You remember the George Michael After Five? Very close beard.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I felt like he was like the beginning of like those beards that made men look extremely sexy.
Right.
And all that.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, you need that, sir,
mm-hmm.
in order for you to walk around in these streets. Okay. Just saying. And I love you. I didn't say the penis head. That was Robin. All right. Let's move on. Speaking of other men, because this one happens to be one of my faves, and I don't even know this guy. Stevie J and Faith Evans are getting a divorce. And Robin's looking at me side-eye right now because she's like, why are we talking about this? The reason why we're talking about it is because I thought they was going to last forever.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Let me tell you why I thought they were going to last forever. Okay.
Why?
Because they've known each other for like 20 years.
Okay.
They grew up in the music world together.
Okay.
He, I think, used to write a couple of her songs back in the day.
Okay.
They had sex with everyone else. There was no one else to have sex with.
Okay.
And so then stay together.
You're really surprised?
Okay.
You're really surprised
okay.
that Stevie J is getting a divorce?
Stevie J.
I don't care who he's married to. Stevie J is getting a divorce is not surprising.
First of all, he got married. That was the surprise part. Okay.
That's the surprise.
Yes. For y'all who don't know, Stevie J used to be on Love and Hip Hop. He was one of the hitmen back in the day. So mm-hmm. he did records with Bad Boy. He was part of that whole producing group.
Right. But I think most people know him from Love and Hip Hop and
yes.
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn Hernandez.
Yes. Like that's where people really started to care about him from Love and Hip Hop.
Okay. But if
so
a
we're
man...
talking about someone from Love and Hip Hop getting divorced.
Okay. Robin, I just want to say this one. Robin's being so shady today, y'all. Oh, she being shady. Okay. But if a man... it gets to be around the age of 50, which I think he is. Okay. He might even be older than 50. And he finally gets married. This is his first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's going to last?
Really?
All right. We're moving on, people, because really? Robin is just like...
I mean, 50, you know these guys think 50 is the new 30.
Really?
So you know that. They think they should be out here in the streets just doing their little thing.
But like at that point in time, you're 50 years old. You have been living La Vida Loca for at least... 30 years.
Okay, well, who's to say it's not that she's not the issue?
Oh, didn't think about that.
Right?
Okay, she could be
crazy. I mean,
Faith don't strike me as crazy.
I heard she had some substance problems.
Okay, but he probably does. Which, too. I take that back, y'all. Allegedly. Yes,
but here we go. So if we have allegedly, you know, some other things going on,
yes,
no surprise.
All right. Well, I hope they work it out. I like them together.
Really?
When did
you see them together?
I saw them together on Love & Hip Hop. Okay. I have not seen them together in person.
I don't watch that.
Yes. Listen, every now and again, you need to get some ratchet in your life. And if you want some ratchet in your life, feel free to turn to VH1 and watch Love & Hip Hop.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, moving on.
She actually appeared on that?
She appeared, yes, towards the end. He hasn't been on in a couple seasons.
Okay.
But she was with him and it was kind of like clear. Oh, no, they had their own spinoff. Oh, no, he had his own spinoff.
Okay.
And then she was on his spinoff and it kind of showed like the beginning of their relationship. It showed that he was like really enamored by her.
Okay.
And wanted to be with her.
Oh, I missed all that.
Yeah. And she was like, why you want to be with me, Stevie J? You ain't being serious. And he was like, I'm being serious, Faith. You rock my world.
And you were convinced.
I was Okay, we're moving on because we need to talk about a couple things. I need to set the record freaking straight, okay? So I'm on this show. It's called The Real Housewives of Potomac. Somewhere in there, and we're not going to talk about the show, but there has been put out in the universe rumors, innuendos, insinuation that I'm having a relationship with Van Jones. Okay. I want everyone to be
clear.
But
that you want one.
Or that I want one, or there might be one.
You want to get in his pants.
I want to get in his pants. He loves me. I love him. Yeah, all of that. It ain't none of that. I don't know this man. He don't know me. As my daughter would say, I don't know that man's.
Uh-uh.
And that man's don't know me. And so we've never been, I don't even think I've been in the same room as him.
Oh my God.
Maybe I have. I don't know. But
right. You've never spoken to him.
I've never spoken to him. I've never held his hand. I've never kissed him. I don't know what his penis looks like.
But would you like to? So can you set the record straight? Like, were you just joking when you said?
I didn't say that. It was
you did.
AC said that. I didn't say that. Angie said that.
Are you sure?
Positive. He said,
who is it, Van Jones?
And I was like,
yeah. And you said, yeah.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
Oh, oops.
You totally, you thought totally like...
I said, yeah.
I think you did.
I think I might have because it was like such a joke.
It was right. You were being sarcastic.
I was being sarcastic. People, guess what?
People don't understand sarcasm.
Okay. I'm going to need for y'all to understand sarcasm because me and Van Jones is not a thing. And I'm going to publicly apologize right now to Van Jones. because I don't want him like involved in this Potomac nonsense.
Oh my gosh. If he has a girlfriend, she probably was yelling at him.
Yes.
And like, oh my God.
Right.
You're dating Giselle.
I don't want him involved in this Potomac
nonsense.
Who
is Giselle?
Right.
You're a liar.
He don't even know who I am. I don't think. I mean, he should if he lets
you
live.
You're a liar.
Yeah.
You got that man in trouble.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Kim Kardashian was mad at Van.
Kim don't want Van.
She moved on from Van.
She's on to Pete.
Oh, she sure is.
Yeah, okay. So long story short, Van, I'm sorry if you had that you have been dragged. Because there's a million articles written. I'm sorry that you've been dragged into Potomac nonsense and it'll never happen again. The end. Okay. Now, we do need to talk about some bitches.
Oh.
One bitch in particular.
Oh. Okay. Dang. What's she do? Where's she at?
So here recently, Mr. Scottie Pippen.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm on Scottie Pippen. For y'all don't know who Scottie Pippen is, look him up. And it's okay if you don't know who Scottie Pippen is, because guess what? We don't want to know who he is anymore.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So he mad. He's coming out. He's like, What's that? The Last Dance?
The Last Dance.
Michael got $10 million and nobody else got any money. First of all, bitch ass.
Right.
You decided to sit down and talk in front of cameras.
Right. For no money.
For no money.
Right.
Where's your attorney? Where are your representation to get you money so that years later, is this like but 2 years later? When did they film that?
Well, I remember watching it during the pandemic. So yeah, it's okay. Probably a couple of years.
Couple years now. Yeah. So a couple of years later, now you want to say you mad because you didn't get any money.
Right. Because he probably, he probably really didn't know like what he was talking about. They probably said, oh, you know, we want to talk to you about, you know, your time on the Bulls.
Right.
But the show is clearly called, and I'm sure it didn't have a title then maybe.
Right.
And maybe they were a little sneaky and didn't tell him like, yeah, this is really about Michael and his journey and his right. last dance, you know, kind of.
I disagree. I'm sure they told him because we're not going to do a documentary about Scottie Pippen. Nobody's watching it. We're not going to do a documentary about the rest of the. Listen, Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan
right,
for a reason.
But he's thinking they're doing a documentary just on like the Bulls in general, right? And just like the guys who like, you know, were on the teams when they won the championships and okay. all that during that era. So if you find out later, like, wait a minute. So we all sat down and did these interviews and the only one that made money off of it or got paid is Michael. Then yeah, he's in his feelings.
Okay. So you think this is justified?
No. I mean, clearly he didn't ask any questions or, you know, he just agreed to do it.
Right.
But
who sits down? Who's like a Scottie Pippen?
Right.
Of those guys.
Right.
Horace Grant, all them. Y'all sit down and do interview after interview. And we know this is probably an all day thing
right.
for several days because that's just how long it takes. So y'all sat down all that time and y'all's people didn't say, hey, what is this for?
Right.
Y'all gonna pay me?
Right. But they probably got paid. So he said they got paid zero. I can't even imagine they didn't. They didn't get
He's
paid
they
like
get
a
paid.
Day rate of $500
say,
something.
Scottie Pippen said Michael got $10 million and we got nothing. If you got nothing, Scottie, that's on you.
That's on him.
And stop complaining because you're still mad. This
right.
is really just you still mad that Mike got a quadrillion dollars back in the day and your contract was next to nothing.
Right. That's true. He's still mad about that. But now is he? So I'm wondering, is he like creating fake drama because he's promoting a book as well?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's good. Okay. Wait a minute. I might have to take back everything I just said.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, you know, you could use these like clickbait headlines.
Okay.
In order to get your foot in the door, like, because he was on. I remember one morning he did a whole round. It was like the Today Show, the Good Morning America.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Kelly and Ryan.
So
like
he was talking or was he mumbling? Which one was he doing? I'm tearing Scottie Pippen up right now. Like, sir, I'm sick of him.
I know. And it's so weird. Like, okay, could Michael have done it without Scottie?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. Are you going to watch it without Scottie?
No, I'm saying, could he have won all those championships without Scottie?
Oh, okay.
Like, I just feel like Scottie Pippen feels slighted in all of that.
Okay, let's be clear.
And so he's holding on to a lot of like bitterness from
100%
the years before.
And at this point in time, Scottie, you gotta let it go. They won national championships in the 90s.
Right.
Scotty, let it go.
Well, that's the problem with these athletes. They're living, they can't, like, they don't live in the present. They live in, like, the time when they were popping. Like, they cannot, like, get past the fact that they're not, like,
Michael,
you know,
got
an all-star.
The billionaire Michael got past
well,
it.
Well, yeah, you're Michael Jordan. Like, he's, yeah. That's Michael Jordan. And he's a billionaire and he owns teams.
Yes.
And he, you know, he does other stuff. But, like, most of them, they're stuck in the past.
I think, so the question is, could Michael Jordan have won all those championships without Scotty? Yes, they would have gotten a different Scotty.
Yes, possibly.
Yes, that's, possibly. Yeah. But we're not going to dwell on that because.
But Scotty would not have won without Michael.
No. Yeah, right. So it's because it can't happen in the reverse. Scotty, stop whining. He's being a whiner. You're being a bitch
let
ass.
Let him stay stuck in the past, okay?
Okay, whatever.
By the way,
cut
I
your
saw
hair,
something
Scotty.
Recently. His house in Chicago is on Airbnb for like. Is it for during the Olympics? The Olympics are going to be in Chicago. Is that true?
I don't think so.
I read something. It was like his Airbnb is available for like $90. Like his home is available as an Airbnb for $90 a month.
Listen.
Not a month, a day. I was like.
I would pay that just to see what it looks like. Take some pictures.
The outside looked really nice.
It does? Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
and
Scotty.
I was like $90 a day?
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Watch the Olympics at the home of an Olympian. Bulls legend Scottie Pippen is offering his Highland Park mansion on Airbnb for 3 one-night stays in August. Pippen himself will virtually greet guests. The stay includes dinner and snacks for 4 people, and the cost? Just $92 a night, because Pippen helped win a gold medal in the Barcelona Olympics in 1992.
A while ago, a couple of weeks ago, you guys, we asked you guys to ask us any question, and y'all did. And so one of the questions has spurred us to like talk about some things that we want to share with you all because we love you all so much. So the question was, the person wants to know what me and Robin's favorite restaurant chain is. What's our go-to order? You look like you know good food. Yes, Robin and I are foodies. And, I would love a foodie channel where you try new foods and you show your true, funny, authentic self. Okay. So food channel coming soon.
Right.
But until then, okay. So I remember when I was like in my 20s, every major city that I went to had a Morton's.
Mm-hmm.
So like my goal was I'm going to go to every Morton's under the sun.
Oh my
like
God.
I'm going to hit them all. And I would always go and I would order, they have like a crab cocktail. And then I would have like the salmon, even though it's a steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
And then for dessert, they have like the lava cake.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's my meal.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. At that time, I was drinking red wine. So with a glass of red wine and, you know, maybe 2 glasses, you know, so I can be feeling myself.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So that was your chain.
That was one of my chains. Okay. So I'm off Morton's.
Okay.
I'm a Mastro's girl.
Yes.
So love Mastro's. So at this point, I've been to maybe like 4 of them.
Okay.
And I always get same kind of like the same thing. So they have like this crab cocktail for an appetizer, for the main meal. I'll get the fish and then butter cake for dessert.
Mm-hmm.
What? And then a Grey Goose dirty martini.
Good.
Yes.
So good. So
amazing.
Good. Yes. So good. So good. So I really don't have a chain restaurant that I'm like, that's my go-to. I'm trying to think like if I'm like out in the middle of nowhere, you know, where like there's not like real nice restaurants, like what restaurant do I feel comfortable going to? I think I would rather starve. Like,
well, I think no. So for something like that, I know that you love Cava.
Well, yeah. So that's like a fast, like I'm thinking of like a
sit down,
yes. Like an Outback or Olive Garden or Red Lobster or TJ Fridays.
No shade, but I don't go to those.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah. But I do like, okay, so like, there's like restaurant groups that like, you know, have similar type, you know, it's like, so what is it? Copper Canyon Grill.
Yes.
And Stanford Grill. And so it's like, they're like Whitmont all
Grill.
Owned by the same people.
Yes.
Yeah. So I like those. Those are pretty much consistent.
I do like those. So what do you get?
Yeah.
Like Whitmont Grill, what is your go-to?
So Whitmont Grill, of course, the spinach dip.
Yes.
So good. Spinach and artichoke dip.
Uh-huh.
And the tuna salad. So it's like the ahi tuna salad, like so good. It has like mango and like that, you know.
I know it well.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. My salad there is a kale salad with salmon. Mm. That's my protein. And then for dessert, they used to have this apple cobbler that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then they took it off the menu.
I hate it when they do that.
Yes. Anytime something is good, leave it alone.
Right. Why do they do that?
Leave it alone.
Why do they do that? You know what's so frustrating right now? Like, with the pandemic, the price of food is like sky high, especially like crab meat.
Yep.
So, like, I was at a restaurant and their menu had cream of crab soup on it. And I went to order and they were like, oh, we took it off the menu because the crab is too expensive.
And that's probably the reason why you were there.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It's like, you know, when you get something in your head, you're like, I just want the crab suit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just so horrible. Horrible. Yes.
But I am, I just like to eat. I like to like try different restaurants. Yes. I don't like to go to the same place all the time over and over again.
True. I like to try different ones, but there is a sense of peace when I'm traveling and I know, for instance, RPM.
Right.
RPM has, there's RPM Italian, there's RPM steak.
Right.
So I know, like, I was in Chicago and they have the RPMs are there and I know I'm going to get a great meal.
Right. Right.
So it's always like comforting to know, okay,
right,
this restaurant is going to do me good.
Right.
And service, guys. Service is key.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like, I know that Mastro's has great service, Morton's always has great service. Like, if there's ever a place that I'm going to all the time and they don't have great service, guess what? I'm not going back.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
No.
Nobu, I feel like you...
Yes. Oh, yeah.
If you get in, you know, in certain cities.
But Nobu is also another chain that I'm like, okay, I want to go to all the Nobus.
Yeah.
I used to date this guy, his name's Sherman. And his thing is he wants to go to all the Nikki beaches all over the world.
Oh.
So he and I went to, I think, 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where
Nikki
multiple
Beach
ones?
In St. Bart's.
Okay.
Nikki Beach in Miami.
Yeah. That's the only one I know of. I didn't realize it was like a thing.
No, Nikki Beach is that. It's weird because it's not, because I used to think that too. It's not like a restaurant. It's like the, you know, Nikki Beaches always have the bar area or you can, what do you call it? Rent like the beach beds.
Right.
And then you're always like right there by the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's always like a beautiful experience. I don't think I need to go to all of them, but I know that there's one like in Capri, I think.
So you've been to 4. So what?
Okay.
Four,
I'm trying to think of the other
two.
Now that I've said 4, I'm trying to think of the other two. It's going to come to me, y'all. Okay. I'm going to tell y'all in a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to think. Oh, there's one in California.
Okay.
Went to that one. Can't think of the fourth one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I will say, you know, years ago, it used to be like, I feel like when you go to certain cities, there's like certain restaurants that you just have to go to. So it's like you go to LA, you want to go to Crustacean.
Yes.
Which is hard to get into.
Yes.
Right. Miami was like, well, years ago, what was like Prime 112?
Yes, but Prime 112, y'all can't get me in there.
Right.
Okay. Today, y'all can't get me in Prime 112.
That was like the popping spot.
Yes. And listen, how about New York? Philippe Chow. You can't get me in Philippe Chow today.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. And Philippe Chow didn't change into something else.
Uh-huh. And Mr. Chow.
And Mr. Chow.
Mm-hmm.
Those used to be the spots back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I just think restaurants, a lot of them are so fleeting. Like, you know, it'll be something that's popping, 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 popping.
Yeah.
And then
I remember, and this used to kind of be a chain. I think there was one in Miami and definitely one in New York, Bagatelle.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I've been to Bagatelle and been on top of the tables. And there have been a huge party going on. Everybody popping champagne. Like, that was back in the day.
What?
Yes.
Oh, like, wow.
Fun. And then you think, okay, if I go to St. Bart's and there's a Bagatelle, you think you're going to get the same energy? Same,
and you don't.
No.
Okay. 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 That's like STK.
Yes.
Yes.
Remember STK, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
So STK in DC used to be popping.
Right.
Because they would have a DJ. And it didn't matter what the food tasted like because we just excited because we like feeling ourselves. We in there with the DJ. Actually, I met a guy that I dated for a very long time at STK.
Oh, really? Okay.
In DC. Mr. Miami?
Mr. Miami, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, there's a STK in Miami.
Uh-huh.
In
New York.
In New York.
DC,
in LA.
Vegas, right?
In Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one in Miami is a little booty. But STK, that's another chain.
Mm-hmm. That used to be the spot. Yep.
And I can't remember what I would get there. But I know that the the bread that comes out in the pot.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
So good.
Amazing. So good. So all right, guys.
And like salty.
Oh, yeah. Salty on top. And it's all like the butter and everything. It's all like gooey and
Yep.
Okay. Y'all got to be good and hungry at this point.
Before we go, I just want to say, so my son Carter is a foodie.
Okay.
And, you know, so recently I shared on my Instagram page that he's like been into cooking. And people are like, you know, how did that happen? How did you get him there? And it really developed from YouTube. Because he would watch Gordon Ramsay, the show that Gordon Ramsay,
Hell's Kitchen. Yeah.
So he would watch that on YouTube and like be so intrigued, and he would like want to try the food.
No way.
And, yeah. So he became like a critic of like food, like my food, anyone's food that he would eat. He's like literally critiquing it like he's Gordon Ramsay.
So I love that.
Yeah. 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 So now he's just into like good food. So I'm kind of like motivated not to like try new restaurants for me, but for him to take him, like, you know, I want, like, where are some Gordon Ramsay restaurants? Can I, like,
we can look that up.
Yeah. Like, I think he would be like so beside himself if I took him to a Gordon Ramsay restaurant.
He would freaking love that.
Yeah.
You know what other restaurant I like? Now that you think of, say, Gordon Ramsay, Barton G. So Barton G, and I think there's one in Vegas, Miami, and LA, I think. The presentation of the food is over the top. So over the top that you're like, this is f-ing amazing.
Right.
Or freaking. I'm sorry. I don't want to cuss today. Today is my cuss free day. It's so amazing. But your kids would love that.
Okay.
I've taken my kids there, and it's like, so they have like this, they do the desserts, like the cotton, they have a cotton candy, and like the whole head of Marie Antoinette is cotton candy. And it's like maybe 3 feet tall.
What?
It is amazing.
And don't they do something with popcorn or something?
Popcorn. They bring you out a popcorn machine. If you're eating,
it's all about the experience.
It's all about the experience. If you're eating like chicken and, no, popcorn chicken or something, they bring out a popcorn machine.
Oh, okay.
It is so amazing. Y'all think I'm hungry, y'all. But listen.
We can talk about food all day.
I know. So I would definitely want to encourage you guys to leave us a review. Because iHeart loves when they see great reviews, and so do we. We get very excited. So don't forget to leave us a review. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to tell your friends to subscribe to Reasonably Shady.
Subscribe, please.
Yes, definitely subscribe. And that is our show, guys. We absolutely love y'all. Don't ever forget to live your life reasonable or shady.
Or both.
Or both.
Yes.
Bye.
All right, time to go eat.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at Robin Dixon 10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.